I'm Ken Schrod, spokesman for the Virginia State Corporation Commission. The following news release was issued by the Commission on Tuesday, May 8, 2012, in conjunction with the entry of an SEC order in case number INS-2011-00155. This has to do with the Commission's final order that terminates the rehabilitation proceeding involving Shenandoah Life Insurance Company. The successful rehabilitation of Shenandoah Life Insurance Company has allowed the State Corporation Commission to end its 3-year receivership of the Roanoke-based insurer. Shenandoah Life resumes possession of its property and the management of its affairs as a stock company and affiliate of United Prosperity Life Insurance Company. As part of the rehabilitation and agreement with United Prosperity, Virginia Insurance Commissioner Jacqueline Cunningham has entered a directive lifting the moratorium on cash withdrawals by Shenandoah Life policyholders. The moratorium on policy loans, cash or surrender values, surrenders, fund transfers, lapses, cash outs, and similar payments has been in place since February 12, 2009. On that date, the SEC became the receiver of Shenandoah Life in order to protect the interest of policyholders and creditors after it was determined the company's financial condition was impaired. Cunningham has served as deputy receiver. On October 20, 2011, the Commission approved a rehabilitation plan. Then in mid-December, 97% of nearly 23,000 policyholders voted in favor of converting the company from a mutual life insurer to a stock insurance company under the control of United Prosperity. United Prosperity is investing a minimum of $60 million in Shenandoah Life. It will continue to operate the company from the Roanoke office. Shenandoah will also be able to issue new insurance policies now that the acquisition by United Prosperity Life Insurance Company is complete. For additional information regarding this matter, you can contact me, Ken Schrod, at 804-371-9141. Any or all of this audio file may be used for broadcast or other suitable purposes.